All right, everyone. Welcome to In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And this is our second time recording this episode because the first time my track did not record. Yeah. So we record in stereo and tracks one and two. And Marie's recorded and mine didn't. So here we go. Take two. So we're talking about, you're on episode 255. We're talking about what we started discussing in episode 254, which was the beatitude number. I guess you could say beatitude
six,
number four, but it's on verse six in Matthew 5. It says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled."
Yes.
So we were really still talking about like what makes a person, what gives a person the desire to hunger and thirst,
right? Because, I feel like after all these years, I want to know God better and better. And then, and especially when you have a trial or a test and you want to know how to, you know, come to God with that and what I can pray about and what I can't pray about. So I feel like in my spirit that I want to, you know, really be close to God. But then when it comes to walking that out or accomplishing that, can you say it's just studying the word and getting to know God better through his word. And that's how we get to the end, you know, hungering and thirsting after righteousness.
Yeah, I do. I think that's totally it. I think it starts with the word because faith comes by hearing by the word of God. Mm-hmm. So it's, you can't be obedient to something that you don't know.
Right.
You can't love someone you don't know. All of that takes place by studying God's word and being committed to being in the word daily, learning of him. You know, he says, "Take my yoke upon me, learn of me, mm-hmm. for I am
meek and lowly.
Right. Exactly. So that's how it happens.
Yeah. Okay. So all of these are good. And we talked about in the previous lesson about just when you mentioned the word blessed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you're blessed are. I love that. It just excites me to go on and read what I'm blessed. You know, how I can be blessed or how to get to that point where I'm, you know, a peacemaker or pure in heart. That's a big one there. Pure in heart.
They're all great. And matter of fact, I love this passage. I alluded to it in the episode that didn't record properly. Mm-hmm. A passage in 2 Chronicles 16:9, and I didn't give the reference for it, so now I'll give the reference for it. It's 2 Chronicles 16:9, and it says, the English Standard Version says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth to give strong support to those mm-hmm. whose heart is blameless toward him." The King James Version, I think, says completely his.
Yes, it does.
And so. I love the fact that the Lord is looking for people that are hungry and thirsty for him. Yeah. The Lord is looking for people that want to live honestly, want to live a clean life, want to live a God-fearing life, want to live a life that's pleasing in his sight. So those people aren't going unnoticed.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And what I think about too is we can feel like we really love God. We are really close to God and all of that. And I'm speaking from, you know, older days, you know, when I was younger. I mean, you couldn't tell me that I didn't love God.
Mm-hmm.
But when I had a trial or a test that was, you know, hitting me and all of that, then it's another story. I'm not saying I didn't love the Lord more, but it certainly changed. It did something in me to work on and encourage people. Yeah, when we're happy and everything is fine, we can say we love God. But I think where the real test comes in is when you're not, where you're being tried and tested and everything isn't going as well as you would like. So then, you know, maybe we start questioning,
right,
you know, how we feel about God at those moments. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's human nature. When things are going good, you know, you're all hunky dory. We love the Lord. We're rah, rah, rah. But when things are going rough, you know, maybe we start to question him. We start to doubt him. We start to wonder, you know, has he abandoned us? Have we done something wrong? Are we being punished? Are we being disciplined? But when I look at the word blessed, though, what he says, you know, and by the way, he says blessed or blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for right living, for right. The word righteousness means right standing with God, being where God is pleased, where God is honored by our lives, where God looks at our life as being, you know, acceptable to him.
Yes.
And he said, those people are blessed. And that Greek word for blessed is makarios. And well, there's a Hebrew alternative. As a matter of fact, the Hebrew word for blessed, which is used throughout the Old Testament, especially in Psalms, is the word ashrei. And and both words carry the meaning of not just happiness, which is usually associated with blessings. And I'm glad it doesn't, because happiness can also
fleeting.
Be, yeah, it's fleeting, it's conditional, it's temporary in some cases, usually in all cases, unless it's divine happiness, but it carries with it a situational element. Well, blessedness, as it's defined in Scripture and as it's used in Scripture, stands for a joyful, good fortune, prosperity, stability, safety, security. It's those words. It involves complete happiness, perfect happiness as it's defined, divine joy, just flourishing because of God's goodness. And it's not conditional upon, you know, circumstances.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, I love that. And when you look at the Amplified Bible, it gives these verses that kind of define blessedness: courageous and spiritually alive, goodness, comforted by inner peace and God's love.
Right.
It defines blessed in the Beatitudes: spiritually calm with life, joy in God's favor. I love these different expressions about how blessedness can be contentment, sheltered by God's promises, nourished by God's goodness. All these are essentially synonyms or definitions or variations on the word blessedness or blessed.
Yes. Amen.
Or blessed are we. So we're so
that's
grateful.
Good. Yes, that's really good.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you that you give us this joy, this peace, this contentment that the world can't give. The world can't offer that to us, but you offer it to us freely. And then you help us to do it, as you said in Philippians. It's you that's working in us to do into will of your good pleasure. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we just ask that you have your way in our lives.
Yes,
make
God.
Us people that please you. Make us people that are examples, that are salt and light, that can show how beautiful you are, that can paint a picture of who you are and what you are.
Yes, God.
And Lord, we just ask for your blessings in all these things and more. We ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 God bless you.